I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Avery is joining us here at Second Date Update. And Avery, let's get to it. Tell us about the date you had with Hudson.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so we went bowling and we had a ton of fun and we made friends with this nice couple next to us. And it's been about, 2 hours there. It was a great time.
Good. All right, so a little time there to hang out. You bowled what, couple hours, maybe three games?
We did, yeah. We bowled, seriously. It was three games and then, the snacks at the bowling alley, which are never good, but they're always fun. So, yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, that's bowling. Okay, so how many weeks ago was this, Avery?
It was about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, and no contact since then, since the first date?
Nope, not a word.
Okay, anything happen, during the date that you can think of? Anything at all that might be a reason Hudson isn't getting back to you?
No, I mean, I thought we had a great time and I did call him a couple times, but that's normal, right? Like, I don't want to come off as desperate or anything.
And you left a message? You did.
No, I sent a text. Nobody wants
okay.
a voicemail.
All right, so you messaged him. All right, and that seems like a totally normal thing to do, but what, not even a thumbs up back or anything?
No, yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, and why do you want to see Hudson again?
We had a good time, and I liked the fact that he was competitive and the trash talking, but it wasn't mean. It was fun.
And you made friends with this couple, and they were next to you. You weren't actually bowling with them. Is that right?
No, yeah, we weren't bowling with them. We met them there, and they had some fun banter. And, yeah, I feel like it was just a fun little extra.
Yeah, like a kind of a double date, group date kind of a thing. Cool. All right, well, listen, we can call Hudson, Avery, and if he answers, agrees to come on our show, hopefully we'll get an idea why he's not getting back to you for a second date. I mean, it really, if you've heard Second Date Update, it really could be just about anything. And maybe it's totally innocent. Maybe he's just been busy or whatever. So let's find out. We're going to play a song, Avery. So hold on. We're coming back in 3 minutes with the second half of Second Date Update next here on The Wolf.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Welcome to Second Date Update. Avery reached out. She and Hudson have a common love of bowling. That's what they did on their first date. But since there's been a split, no word back from Hudson. So let's find out what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Hudson, please?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
Of course. Hudson, good morning. I'm not here to alarm you or anything. Everything's fine. But we're calling from a radio station, and we're not selling anything, but we're calling from the Thunder and PT morning show on 102. On 102.9 The Wolf. And so you're familiar with us?
What's up, man?
Okay, so we do a segment. I'm not sure if you've heard it on the radio before, called Second Date Update, Hudson. And we are, so we are calling you because you went out with a listener of ours, another listener of ours, named Avery. And she reached out, she reached out to you guys, went bowling 3 weeks ago. Okay, so she says that you haven't called her since the first date, and that's kind of what we do here to kind of figure out what's going on and why you're not getting back to somebody for a second date.
I mean, we found someone else.
You said we found someone else?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I should have called her to tell her, but, like, that would mean calling everyone, so, like, you know.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I'm a little confused here, Hudson. What are you talking about?
Avery, right? You called about Avery?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She tried out for my bowling team. She, like, was not at the exact level we were looking for, so we went with someone else, you know?
I'm sorry, a bowling team?
Okay, so hold on, Avery, real quick. Hudson, I'm sorry. We had Avery hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you. We talked to her a few minutes ago on the radio, and obviously we're talking to you now, so we just had her hold on. And Avery, do you know what Hudson is talking about?
No, I don't. What are you, what bowling team? We were just bowling for fun.
Yeah, but like, Avery, I don't know. I'm part of this very competitive bowling team, and we were looking for a fourth.
So you asked me to go bowling with you to see if I was good enough to be on your bowling team?
Yeah.
What would have happened if I was a great bowler? Would you have continued to date me just to see if I would be a good part of the team?
I mean, look, I really wanted you to be good at bowling, and we really wanted to win this thing, and, you know, you're... Your profile said you liked bowling, so, like, I thought it would be, you know, get two birds stoned at once thing.
Let me interrupt here real quick. Avery, Hudson, so you guys met on a dating site, it sounds like. You kind of misled her or into thinking, it was sort of like lying by omission, by bringing her out just to see if she was good enough for your bowling team.
Yeah.
Okay, so how...
I thought you wanted to date me, not recruit me.
Yeah, you met on a dating site. Not a bowling...
I mean, like,
it wasn't a bowling site.
Well, I mean, if you were a good bowler, we would have seen more of each other. You know, like, who knows what could have happened from there, you know?
Wait a minute.
I can't believe it.
Hudson, are you looking for a girlfriend or just a bowling... somebody for the bowling team?
Yes.
Okay, but that doesn't answer. What do you mean? That's no answer. Yes to what?
I don't see what the big deal is. We all had fun.
Because
you just weren't a good fit for the team.
What did she bowl?
What do you mean we all had good fun? Who were those people next to us a part of your dumb team?
Okay, wait a minute. You thought, Avery thought that they were just another couple there, but they were actually observing Avery and judging her and basically... interviewing her for the bowling team?
These are harsh terms.
Okay.
I think they were...
You need help, okay? Seriously.
Avery, did you break 100 on any of your three games?
Yeah, I mean, I think my best one was like 111.
Okay.
But here's the deal. I was just having fun.
Right.
And this guy was auditioning
for those frames for you.
Part of.
Yeah, and Hudson, you're a good bowler. Like, what's your average?
Depending on the day.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're highly competitive, and you're not even sure what you're asking.
All right.
You need to stop leading women on.
So, Avery, you don't care to see Hudson again because of this, even if he said, yeah, I've changed my mind, I'd like to see you for a second date. You're not going to be on my bowling team.
No, right. I don't care if he falls off a bridge at this point.
Do you want a girlfriend, Hudson?
I mean... It was a package deal, bowler slash girlfriend. I'm looking for someone that would fit both. You didn't fit. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're not a good enough bowler to date him, and that's okay with you, Avery.
Yeah, very much.
Right,
he's the worst.
You talk about what is it? Three strikes in a row. What do you call that?
Well, three strikes,
you're out.
Turkey.
Okay, three strikes and you're out. I think I'm going to accept Avery's answer. You sound like a turkey, Hudson. You sound like a turkey. I don't know if I want to thank you for being on Second Date Update, but Avery, I want you to know we're always here for you if you need us, even though this one ended up in the gutter.
Well, I appreciate it. You helped quite a bit today.
And we appreciate you for being on Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.